and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and members of the House will be back here from the holiday break by midweek, maybe for a quick vote on that package deal announced over the weekend by President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy, aimed at preventing the threatened crisis over the nation's debt obligations.
I've spoken to multiple House Democrats with grave concerns, they say, about these adjustments, the tightening of eligibility for nutritional assistance. Now, the deal makers tried to soften that blow by exempting people experiencing homelessness and veterans, but it's a real concern, and it could grow. Meanwhile, Freedom Caucus members in the Republican conference have criticized the size of the potential debt ceiling increase and the size, they say too small, of the spending cuts. With 72 hours till the first possible vote, these concerns can spread and spread widely.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. There's a risky search and rescue effort underway this overnight in Davenport, Iowa, where there has been a partial building collapse with people possibly unaccounted for. Mayor Mike Mattson.
We have our structural people here. We have our fire rescue people going in again. We escorted people out initially. We continue to look. We continue to evaluate the structure.
The cause of the collapse unknown. A suspect is in custody in connection with five shootings in the Phoenix area. It left four people dead, one more hurt.
Police tell us that they were able to link this suspect to the shooting in Phoenix by matching the bullet casings from the crime scenes in Mesa. Mesa police arrested 20-year-old Irene Byers following that string of shootings. Originally, police responded to a call at Beverly Park Friday evening where they found a body. The next victim's body was found nearby, and a third victim's body was found nearby railroad tracks. And a fourth victim was found still alive and was rushed to the hospital.
KPHO-TV, Stephen Sarabia. There have been tornado warnings tonight in North Texas, and with a day left of the long holiday weekend, weather-wise,
our problem area remains the Carolinas, and now moving into the mid-Atlantic. We have a coastal low. It's been kind of keeping things kind of soggy and windy and cloudy across the southeast. But now the rain, as we head into Memorial Day, moving into our nation's capital, making for a soggy Memorial Day for millions attending some of the services there.
Meteorologist Paul Goodlow and our partners at the Weather Channel. For the second night in a row, Ukrainian officials report dozens of Russian drone and missile attacks in and around Kyiv, most of them reported shot down. In Italy, an alarming watercolor change in Venice.
A patch of bright green liquid in the Grand Canal right by the famed Rialto Bridge. Police are investigating how it got there, and even environmental authorities are testing the water.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan. Asian and Pacific markets are higher. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
AAA expected this weekend to be the third busiest Memorial Day since 2000. That's when they started tracking holiday travel. They projected 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home. 37.1 million will travel by car. Gas prices are lower this year than last, with the average around $3.57 per gallon. That's up 12 cents from a week ago, but almost 80 cents cheaper than this time last year. When you're traveling this Memorial Day, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to slow down on Wisconsin roads and check 511 for roadway updates. Most road construction is on pause for the weekend to open up as many lanes as possible, and all Wisconsin rest areas are open. WISDOT Secretary Craig Thompson urges drivers to slow down and stay focused on the road ahead. He said that together, careful driving behaviors can help everyone reach their destination safely. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI. From the staff at your locally grown radio station, happy Memorial Day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 47. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. 53 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Upper 80s Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this the Thank God It's Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Wow. Hey, man. I'm doing fantastic. Great to see you on this gorgeous Monday here in Milwaukee. Evan, working the board, our fair audience, another wonderful week coming up to the holiday weekend, man. I am stoked.
I don't know why we're always so thankful for the weekends. I do a hell of a lot of yard work and cleaning and stuff,
yeah,
man.
You got to keep moving, man. Keep moving, Crudy.
I did. I'm showing my age. I feel my stiffness in my back mostly.
Yeah.
It's mulching, thatching.
Yeah, man. Now, did you go get the bags of mulch or did you get like some delivered?
Oh, no. Carried the mulch. In fact, I bought a new dolly at the store just to make it easier to get it from the car to the backyard. Well, you know, my wife's accumulating stuff for the garage apparently, so I thought she could use the dolly at the house.
Well, you got a lot of room in that garage. You don't need a car, man. You got the dolly.
18 bags of mulch, 5 bags of soil. And a stiff back, Dom. And I didn't even do most of the work. Saturday, my wife out there working her ass off. She, at no point did she state an intent to do lawn work on Saturday. And by Sunday night, she's bragging, yeah, I did like 22 hours of lawn work. I'm like, who asked you to? I mean, my neighbor, Ken and Claudia, they were out in the yard yesterday and they're like, well, apparently she caught you because then Sunday I got stuck doing my share of lawn work. And I said, yeah, Saturday I was actually cleaning the inside of the house, you know, trying to be domesticated because I'm watching my wife work outside and I wanted no part. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, man, washing some dishes doesn't seem like a half bad job right about now.
She looks like she's working pretty hard out there. Go, hon.
Yard work.
Well, it's a beautiful weekend, though, man. I mean, you don't mind doing a little work when it's sunny and 75 out, do you?
I always mind doing a little work. Inherently lazy. Lazy. You know, in terms of physical, laborious.
Physically, not mentally. Physically.
You don't see any calluses in these hands.
No, you have such soft, smooth hands, man. You and Trump, very soft.
At least they're not small like yours. Dom, let's talk about the working men and women. Right here in the great state of Wisconsin, you know, there's some great news out. And I'd like to go to the reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, Eric Gunn. construction, manufacturing helped drive record job growth, reduce unemployment in April. Well, we're now into May, but, you know, it's a trailing thing. So for the second consecutive month, Wisconsin broke new records in April for low unemployment and new job creation, the State Labor Department reported Thursday. That was under Governor Scott Walker, right?
Yeah, 200,000 jobs, at least. That's the floor. The minimum. Oh, wait, wait.
250,000 jobs.
Oh, 250. Oh, my apologies.
Didn't get there in 8 years. This is a new job record for the state, said Dennis Winters, chief economist for the Department of Workforce Development. That's under Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
Yes, the Democratic governor.
It's amazing how that works.
Weird.
The state counted more than 3 million jobs in April, a gain of 51,500 from a year ago, and 9,600 jobs ahead of the number recorded at the peak in the early 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic. So we are at peak jobs in the state of Wisconsin's history.
We gained everything back.
Most reported jobs. We've beyond COVID. More than 2.6 million of the jobs in April were in the private sector, 41,900 more than a year ago. So again, also very good. Wisconsin counted 12,200 people employed in April, an increase of over 14,000 over March, 14,000 in a month. I mean, Scott Walker had years where we didn't gain 14,000 jobs in the state of Wisconsin. The unemployment rate dropped to 2.4% in April. I've never heard of a 2.4 unemployment rate on a statewide. That is also a new low, Winter said, and a percentage point below the U.S. unemployment rate of 3.4. We're 30% below the national unemployment rate. The state recorded 72,900 people unemployed looking for work, another new low. It's the lowest unemployed number of Wisconsinites also. We expect the unemployment rate to remain low, Winter said. Jobs appear plentiful. Employers continue to hire. Well, until Republicans blow up the economy, Dom.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens there. More from Eric Gunn at the Wisconsin Examiner. Wisconsin's labor force participation rate, a measure of how much of the population over 16 is working or looking for work, has reached 64.8%, which is a 2.2 percentage points over the rate for the U.S. as a whole. Employment, unemployment, and participation in the labor force data come from household surveys. We know all this. April job growth took place in virtually all sectors, according to the DWD. Manufacturing gained 5,700 compared to April of 22. Construction was up 4,700 and retail up 7,700. Health services up 8,900. Leisure and hospitality up 8,200, all over the 12-month period. While housing has hit a bit of slack after an extended growth period in Wisconsin, Winters said he expects construction employment in particular to stay strong for highways and other projects supported by expanded federal infrastructure spending. Well, we'll see if that continues. Initial unemployment insurance claims, as well as continuing claims, are also record lows, Winter said. If people are losing their job, they're laid off or leaving, they're getting rehired at historically rapid rate. I mean, I don't know how an employment report could get much better than this. Since the employment rebound after the initial job crash early in the pandemic, Department of Workforce Development has repeatedly pointed to an aging Wisconsin population as a looming hurdle for the state when it comes to helping employers fill job openings. In the near term, Winters said, older workers are staying in the workforce and a number of younger workers in their late teens are entering the workforce, further boosting labor participation. The underlying work challenge remains demographic. Simply, baby boomers aging out of the workforce. This is true for every occupation in all geographies.
Dominic, I wanted to point out, I've got two teenagers who have both entered the workforce. One's still in high school. He's working during the school year. The other one, now he's off college for the summer. They got him back working again. Everybody in my household is working. But the one thing I think that Republicans continue to ignore, and I know that this is broadly the story of the state of Wisconsin, but Republicans, they bemoan the lack of workers here, right? But they wonder where...
Let's get the 14-year-olds to serve some liquor, right?
But what happened to the 20-somethings? My daughter doesn't live in the state of Wisconsin anymore. And I cannot imagine she's going to return to the state as long as we have, what, anti-abortion policies where abortion is banned. If she does not have control over her reproductive health, why in the hell would she want to live here?
Right.
How about prohibition on marijuana? I mean, I know it's been an issue for us since college. We've been harking about it on the radio for more than a decade.
Early innovators.
But if we didn't have the benefit of white privilege and, you know, just a complete disregard for whatever laws are on the books currently, you know, this could really cramp a guy's style.
Right.
But if I was a young person, I had these sort of decisions to make, why would I go to a state that doesn't expand Medicaid, doesn't believe in mass transit or investment in infrastructure, continues to make decisions that are contrary to what's in the best interest of their constituents? And it's really just what about giving big donors tax cuts? Because that's all these Republicans are left with, playing Santa Claus for rich people that didn't really need the benefit.
But why would the kids donate to the campaigns? You got to serve your clientele.
But why would the kids stay in Wisconsin? Why would they stay on the farm?
For the weather.
That must be it. The great, great weather.
Crudy, Eric Gunn wraps up at the Wisconsin Examiner, specifically regarding the baby boomers aging out. In response, the state continues to focus on opportunities for people who have been overlooked as potential workers and for whom the state has programs that we're trying to do to bring all these folks back in. Acknowledging it's a favorite phrase of his when describing Wisconsin's task, Winters added, "We need everybody we can find and everybody trained up to the max, get them employed and continue to fill the jobs that employers are looking for and keep the economy growing." Eric Gunn reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner.
Yeah, but they're anti-immigrant. Not talking about the Department of Workforce Development. Of course, the legislative Republicans in charge are anti-immigrant. So we're not expanding our labor pool from outside sources. And then the kids that go to high school and graduate successfully, well, they get the hell out, many of them. I mean, we already saw a migration of so many qualified state people. Remember when Scott Walker in the Act 10? And he went after the unions, and he went after the labor and the teachers, and he villainized them. And some people said, you know what? I'm getting the hell out. And we lost a lot of good Wisconsinites. Some of them still call me. I got friends. They used to live here, but they don't anymore. Yeah. There are Badger expatriates, especially all across the warm parts of the nation. They moved out, and the kids, they continue to move out because there's very little to keep them here. And the unemployment rate, that's great. But we're going to struggle to grow this economy if we can't find a labor force and if Republican policies continue to chase the best and the brightest away. I wish I could invite Kelsey back. Why would she stay? Why would she stay? I would discourage her from living in this state. I mean, I saw Latinos are beginning to question whether or not they want to live in the state of Florida or the state of Texas because it's getting downright, you know, let's just say not friendly to live there for them anymore. Well, it's the same way for the kids.
That's one way to put it. The NAACP put out a travel advisory for Florida, the state of Florida, with lots of liberal cities in it. I know the mayor of Tampa had something to say about that. I'm sure the people in Key West don't see themselves as conservative as much as DeSantis. I mean, you've been down to Key West, Cody. You've been there, man. You know what a party it is.
Why would any young woman ever come to the state of Wisconsin if she doesn't control her own body while she resides here?
Because Robin Voss knows better. Just listen to Papa Voss. He'll tell you what to do.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Listen to Papa.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On tuba. Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally, and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 51.
Overnight, under partly cloudy skies,
northerly winds around 5 miles an hour.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, 82. Partly cloudy tomorrow night.
Lows dip down to about 55.
Temps above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
The Shaw.
W-A-U-K.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for staying. Do not go. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
My cousin Patrick introduced me to The Clash on Christmas Day, 1982.
Oh, well done.
First time I heard that song. Pretty sure we listened to the whole album. Us young teenagers didn't really appreciate the Christmas vibe going on at the households.
Well, Clash, I mean, that's a good one to turn to, Michael.
An excellent one. And, Dom, I got some breaking news.
Ooh, what's that?
Green Bay Title Town will host the NFL draft. It's just been announced moments ago, 2025. We at WGBW, because we play out there, Dom, we're in Green Bay right now. Green Bay will host the NFL draft. Talking about a party.
Oh, man, we haven't had a draft party in years. They used to start, we used to do it on a weekend, right? And now they spread it out and started on like a Thursday.
Buddy, it will be a multi-day extravaganza, and it's happening in Green Bay.
Excellent.
And I think we do like a radiothon, man. We stay on the air for like 3 days straight.
What's...
Something like that.
All right, we'll talk about it. We'll put it on the calendar.
844-967-2789. Also, I've got all sorts of events. I'm planning out our summer, Dom. I hope you join me for a few of them.
I gotta be convinced, man. I got things going on. I got priorities, Crudy.
Well, what about your old stomping grounds? Here's specifically.
What's I'd that?
Love to ask the audience. 844-967-2789. Important events. Now, we've been encouraged to go to the renewable energy event up in Stevens Point. I know Dynamo Dave from Duluth keeps asking. But the EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Show in Oshkosh, I haven't been to that since my kids were young, man.
Yeah, I haven't been there in probably 25 years.
Well, guess what, Tom? I think we're going this year.
Oh, really?
Taking the show on the road down to EAA. I know you like Fridays. Maybe we'll do the Friday going into the big weekend. You come up to Osh Vegas on a Friday, man, and do a show, wouldn't you?
Not too far. Yeah, man. Sure.
So anyways, we'll plan for that.
We got lots to do. Lots to do.
So plan for that, like July 28th. I think that's the Friday.
2789. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll get to it. But specifically, back to the reporting here we talked about, the unemployment rate. Record employment, record low unemployment, very high, if not a record participation rate, and record of those who end up getting let go or leave their jobs rehiring in other positions. Now, when's the last time you heard any Republican here in the state of Wisconsin or around the country talk about how great it is that we've had, you know, this low unemployment, record low unemployment, 2.4% unemployment in the state of Wisconsin. Are you kidding me? 3.4% nationwide?
Buddy, if the unemployment rate had been that low in 2016, Scott Walker might have made it to Iowa.
Maybe. He's pretty bland, though. Maybe not. But what do we see? What have we heard? I mean, even most recently, and I heard Tim Scott today. Tim Scott, the senator from what, South Carolina.
Presidential candidate, Tim Scott.
Man,
now
he's in. He is in. And he we'll perhaps get there in more detail, but I want to focus on one of the things he said in his speech. My mama said we could be victims or victors, and she chose victorious. But under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity. I think to myself, what are you talking about? I mean, literally, what a BS statement. You have no dignity if you say something like that. Under Biden, we have 3.4% unemployment. State of Wisconsin is 2.4%. So I don't think we're retreating away from work, Mr. Scott. And it brought me right back to the last failed Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tim Michaels. What is it with the Tims? This is what he said. Oh, we got to get people off their couches, getting back to work. We created an entire class of lazy people during COVID. It's time to get them back engaged in our economy and stop sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone. What? But they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy. There is not an unemployment rate that a Republican, low enough for a Republican not to try to use it to bash working people. We're at 2.4% in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans. How about attaboy?
Remember when we first started doing this show, Dom, and we had John Boehner, then the Speaker of the House. Where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? That was the question. It was asked during our opening of the Devil's Advocates radio show, old school.
Yeah.
And that was way back when the unemployment rate in the United States, let's see, we started this show in 2011, Dom. The unemployment rate was hovering between 8.8 and 9%, depending on when you think our official start date was. Under Obama, we had what? 75 months of continuous job growth in the United States, to the point where we had to get rid of that stupid, where are the jobs? Because all we had was great job report after great job report. Now, let's not forget, the state of Wisconsin was trailing the nation under much of Scott Walker's reign, because most of his policies went to the benefit of manufacturers, and he was looking for welders constantly. Wisconsin needs welders. That's what he told the people. But the unemployment rate, Dom, when Donald Trump was elected president, if you believe he won, was 4.7%, November of 2016. The unemployment rate, let's just say April of 2020, 14.7%. Of course, there's a little pandemic going on there. But when Trump left office, the unemployment rate was 6.7%. The current unemployment rate under Joe Biden, 3.4%. The unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin under Tony Evers, 2.4%. When's it going to be Democrats Make Jobs Day up in here?
Right.
Should be every freaking day, but they never acknowledge that, do they, Dom?
No, they do not.
That's why we do a radio show, just to bring these things to your attention. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Are you feeling better off than you were a year ago? Many of you might say no. We'll see. 844-96-PARTY.
To stop just sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone, but they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy.
Conversation that's not confined to the borders of...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Well,
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Flags flew at half staff on Saturday to honor Navy Seaman Second Class David Joseph Riley, who lost his life in the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was among more than 50 Wisconsinites who lost their lives that day. Seaman Second Class Riley was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, which was sunk during the attack on December 7, 1941. He was killed along with 428 crewmen. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has been working since 2015 to identify the crewmen of the USS Oklahoma. Seaman Second Class Riley was positively identified in 2021. He was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart, the American Campaign Medal, and the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal. He was buried with full military honors in Judah, Wisconsin on Saturday. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. From Pam, Chuck, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Memorial Day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 47, overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. 53 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Upper 80s Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
NFL draft experience. This was stunning to me, Dom. Let me see, where is it? The NFL draft has become one of the biggest, most anticipated sporting events of the year. Since 2015, more than 2.2 million fans from across the country have attended draft festivities in person. and the 2023 draft, which was held for 3 days, attracted 54 million viewers and 312,000 fans in person.
Wow.
In Kansas City.
100,000 a day, dude.
That is a party, brother.
Yeah. Green Bay, here we come.
We'll be partying in Titletown for the NFL draft. That'll be during the, the second Biden administration. Right? 844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee, a new friend. Welcome, Karina.
Hey, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know what? About the lawn, they actually giving you tickets in Bayside. They drive around with the, with the ruler and actually measuring your grass. And if it's more than a certain, their understanding of a length, of a tallness of a grass, then they give you a ticket about $150. I got one once. Yes, swear to God, Bayside, Wisconsin. They drive on a little like a golf cart to the each lawn, and if they see that the grass is long, they will measure it.
Karina, who is the grass Nazi precisely? I mean, is there like a designee of the municipality writing out the your grass is too long tickets? Because that doesn't sound like a very good job to me.
Yeah, it's the village. It's a village. It's a Bayside village. Actually, Bayside considered to be Milwaukee County, even. So I don't know if it goes through a whole county or something. But this is ridiculous. Beside the point that they also charging and giving tickets to people when you don't clean a snow on your own driveway. I mean, come on now. Am I paying taxes for this? Can I please have my driveway in the snow? Who else is walking on my driveway but me?
Well, I could understand the driveway. Now, if you have the sidewalk, of course, going across your driveway, that should be plowed or cleared, don't you think?
No, we don't have a sidewalk.
Oh, there's no sidewalk. Why do they care then, Karina?
They don't want people to walk around who doesn't live in there. This is a political issue because they don't want a city water. They don't want the sideways. They don't want bus stops anywhere near to Bayside or Macklin or anywhere around it because the people doesn't want another people to come across the bridge and walk around. So
Karina, if Dominic lived in your neighborhood, you'd be glad to have no sidewalk.
I can walk on the street, man.
Yeah, but people, I mean, even though we have at least once a year, we have an accident when in the night or a dark or a windy, stormy, whatever it is, people walk. They taking a walk, and the other people are driving, don't see them, and they hit them. We have a couple times killed people, like by bunch of, like, you know, couples are walking around. There is no walk. They have to walk in the streets. Teenagers are driving. And it's in the middle of the evening and in the winter, and they don't see those people. So.
And it's dark, right? I mean, I was just in Bayside today, Karina. There's a bike path. There's no sidewalks, and there's very limited streetlights, if I recall correctly. So you drive around the village in the nighttime, man. You don't know where you're going.
No, you're suicidal. Absolutely suicidal. And about your comments on the job and the Trump and general and Republican, listen, they concern about rich people who give them money for whatever they needed to go for vacation, for schools, for become a senator or a sit in the Senate or whatever. For they just worried about the people who's giving them money, but not the people who are born disabled and need Social Security check. Not the people who's delivering babies as they made them to and have evict checks and they taking it away. Not about those people. They can go ahead and just disappear because there is no good out of those people except that they spending more money on the rallies to keep them at home, and they shouldn't vote at all. So we shouldn't vote We shouldn't eat. We just should deliver the babies and shut up.
Yeah, that seems about like their plan, Karina. Thank you so much for the call. 844-967-2789. I like to push back, but I mean, it seems like a pretty good summary.
Shut up and dribble? Isn't that what they said to LeBron?
Have those babies and shut up.
844-967-2789. Dom. So the American economy, depending on who you ask, the state of Wisconsin economy doing quite well. And I think the, you know, Main Street bounce back grants, I think actually have inspired a lot of small businesses here in the state of Wisconsin. Perhaps the most encouraging thing that came out of the federal dollars here was the bounce back grants. Because I'm tired of seeing decimated main streets in my state, because the Walmarts and the super centers, which get subsidized by my taxpayer dollars because they never paid sufficient salaries or wages to their employees. But in the state of Wisconsin, we had like 5 Walmart super centers, and we were subsidizing each one by over $1 million a year for their employees to get social safety net benefits.
Right, they were not paying their employees a high enough wage, so then they would be qualify for safety net programs, and that costs money. So essentially, putting the cost of those employees on the taxpayer—it's like a, I don't know—it's almost like socialism.
Well, Dominic, I went to 2 hardware stores over the course of the week. One owned by the rich guy that used to give Scott Walker a lot of money, probably got us thrown off the former lefty talker here in Madison, our criticism of, let's just call them Menards for namesake. But, you know, I went to the local shop, and I might have spent a few more bucks, but I somehow felt better going down to the local True Value Ace Hardware.
Hey, Ace is a place for me.
Come back. You're in the right place. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is that.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, he's Batman. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's in studio in Madison with Crudy.
Talking Matt, thank smack you to for Crudy.
Sticking around. Matt, the Wisconsin Democracy campaign tracking all the money and politics. But I got to ask you, man, you at WIS DC, do you guys and the team over there, are you tracking the money in the U.S. Supreme Court? Because there seems to be a whole lot going on over there, Matt. What can you tell us?
Talk about needing a conflict of interest and ethics policy up at the highest court of the land. I mean, it's so corrupt. So corrupt what Clarence Thomas has been doing, getting millions of dollars on vacation trips, on yachts of his friend, the right-wing billionaire Harlan Crow.
And don't forget another $25,000 for Jenny.
Another
$25,000 for Jenny. The grandnephew gets free tuition. The mom gets the house paid for that she's still living in and gets it redecorated. I mean, this is just an enormous amount of cash he got from this donor, who's a lawyer, whose law firm has appeared in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Did Clarence Thomas recuse himself? No. Did he disclose like he's required to? No. And there we have Chief Justice Roberts just saying, you know, we can take care of things ourselves. And they're not doing squat.
Matt, I want to ask you a story a little closer to home. Bob Spindell. A judge has recommended that Bob Spindell's vote on the case of Bob Spindell, because Bob Spindell, of course, is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner,
which is unbelievable,
also a participant in the fake elector scheme, as well as a guy who brags a lot about
racist voter suppression.
Yes, let's call it that.
I mean, just for, you put it that way, sounds really bad, man.
But Judge Remington said today he plans to issue a written order next week after the plaintiffs, Spindell, the elections commissioners, agreed the commission should reconsider the complaint without Spindell's participation. The guy got the vote on whether or not he was at fault, and he, of course, voted he was not, but so did the rest of the elections commissioners. And I'm not clear, Matt and audience and Dom, that this is the venue. If they have committed a fraud, they should be prosecuted. This is a prosecutor's decision. And I look at the top prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin, the AG, Josh Call, our buddy, and say, where you at, Josh? And even there could be an aggressive Dane County, because this, of course, happened on the very same day when the Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 ruling, December 14, 2020, said there is no other path for Trump. Barely upheld the results of Wisconsin's election. But an hour later, these false electors committed a fraud and said, we vote for Trump anyways, even though they knew there was no legal passageway to this ever becoming a valid outcome. So, Matt, A, where's our AG? And B, it doesn't matter if Remington, the judge, is like, this is so clearly a crime. I think he's saying between the lines, like, do something about it, right?
He's also saying you can't have a fair hearing when the accused is acting as his own judge in the case, which is what Bob Spindell
judge,
was doing.
Jury and executioner.
But look, I'm totally with you on Josh Call, our attorney general, the leading law enforcement officer in Wisconsin, has an obligation to investigate and, in my opinion, to indict these false electors. I mean, look what happened down in Georgia. A bunch of those false electors took immunity in the case.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
No matter how you served,
my buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through,
I keep getting calls about the bills and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988 and press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 50 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High of 81. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
Election complaints. That's interesting. They have a line item. They list like 10 things, 9 things. Here's 7 and 8, briefly. Continue to proactively work with Wisconsin Department of Justice, DAs, and federal and local law enforcement to share information identified by agency staff or received by the agency that implicates a violation of Chapter 12 Wisconsin statutes. And number 8, assist law enforcement and prosecutors in specific election fraud and illegal voting cases by providing and interpreting information contained in the WIS vote related to an individual's voting method, et cetera, et cetera. So it seems to me that even maybe they don't have, Matt, the prosecutorial ability, they can certainly advise. I mean, isn't that what the commission is supposed to do? This seems to me like a legitimate complaint regarding election fraud, literal fraud, Matt. Your thoughts?
Absolutely agree. I mean, if they don't want to make a determination, they could at least say we're going to work with prosecutors, as it says in our guidance that you just read. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they say we're going to work with the Attorney General of the State of Wisconsin on this?
Now, I interviewed Josh Call at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention, and that was the very same weekend that the Roe v. Wade was overturned, that the Dobbs case came down. That happened on Friday. I interviewed Josh on Saturday, and I certainly asked him about that, but I did ask him about the false elector story.
What did he say?
And it seemed his explanation was, it's multi-jurisdictional, and it really takes a Department of Justice effort to investigate this crime.
That's U.S. Department of Justice?
Or that's what he was implying, or at least that was the answer. And I was not satisfied entirely because, of course, we know in Michigan, Dana Nessel, the attorney general there, has taken a differing tact. And while we have not seen any charges, we know that Fannie Willis down in Georgia, Fulton County, that is what, a county-level DA that's
what issues
roughly
on
the
be.
Equivalent of the Dane County DA issues on. Well, if a crime happens in your jurisdiction, I think it is at the prosecutor's discretion. I don't think we're ever going to get the satisfactory answer we want from the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
I mean, why be a prosecutor if you're not going to go after a juicy case like this that threatens our democracy? Come on now.
Tune in. The Paul Revere Show. Putting the heat on. Mark Thompson. 7 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you, Batman, Matt Rothschild, for joining me and Dom here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Always a pleasure.
Always great to see you,
Matt.
Man. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Come back with us, the Happier Monday Happy Hour. It's next. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988 and press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your...
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. one of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP
WFHR,
and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports.